Masechet Kelim Perkavav Mishnah Dalir Mishnah says Sandal Shinifseka Ahat Me Oznav Vetikena Tame Midras. A sandal that had one of the side flaps rip off, but the owner made sure to repair it, we say it could still become Tame with Tumat Midras. Even though the side flap broke, the sandal is fully intact and could be used, and therefore It still remains Tameh. If it was Tameh with Tumat Midras, it still is Tameh, even without it being fixed first. What the person could do is put a shoestring into the remaining flap and wrap it all the way and make sure that his foot is secured to it. The whole idea of the fact that it was fixed is not really relevant for this part of the Mishnah, but it will be relevant for this part. If the second side flap broke off and the owner fixed it, the sandal is tahor from Tumat Midras, even though it never lost its ability to function. It's not tameh anymore when the second one breaks off, because the parts of the original sandal that remain cannot function as a sandal on their own. Even though the first flap was fixed and replaced, and now the second one is being ripped and now it could be replaced, these are both now new parts. The original parts of the sandal alone wouldn't be able to sustain it, wouldn't be able to allow you to have it function without the fixes that were made. So if it was missing both of those side straps, it's unusable. So even though it's now complete and fixed, the Tum'av Tumat Midras is gone because the parts are all new. Aval Tameh Maga Midras. Even though we're saying the sandal is no longer an avatuma with Tum'at Midras, it tameh as a keli that came in contact with something that was a Midras, which becomes a Rishon the Tum'ah. We have to play it out for a second. When the first side flap tore off, the sandal was still tameh with Tum'at Midras. When they replaced that broken side flap with a new one, that new one came into contact with something that was Tum'at Midras. So now it's a Rishon. And when the second side flap broke, the sandal loses its Tum'at Midras, but the rest of the sandal remains a Rishon because it was in contact, because it's connected to the new side flap, which was a Rishon. And anything attached to something that's Tameh also becomes Tameh. So again, that new one, the first new one that was put in, is tameh because it was in touch, contact with the rest of the sandal. The rest of the sandal, when the second flap broke, lost all its tum'ah. But that new flap is still a rishon. So now the rest of the sandal that's fixed when the new side flap is put all becomes attached to that rishon, and it's all tameh. Lo, he speak letaken tarishona achiriv zekah shenia. But if he never managed to fix the first broken flap before the second one tore off, and so now the sandal is unusable because both side flaps are torn off, and therefore it can no longer become tameh. Nifsak akivo nital chotmo o shenichlak leshnayim. If the heel piece tore off, or the toe piece was removed or split into two, then tahor, the sandal tahor, it's no longer usable. It's no longer tameh because it can't function anymore. Won't stay on the foot. Sol yam shenifsak mikol makom tahor. A sol yam, which is a simple slipper, the way they would wear it in the times of the Mishnah, was like something under the bottom of their foot, and then they would wrap it around their foot and their ankle. Any tear in it makes it unwearable, and therefore tahor. Min al shenivhat im eno mekabel et rov haregel tahor, a shoe that tore, if it can no longer contain most of the foot, it's tahor. The shoe is closed on top as long as the top part remains, so it covers most of the foot, it's usable and remains tameh. But if the top part is torn so that most of the foot is exposed, the shoe becomes tahor. Min al shal ha'imum nebili ezra metaher v'hachamim metame'in. A min al that's on the imum. This is a foot-shaped form where the shoe is put onto and then fashioned. So a shoe that is on that form after it's complete, Rabbi Eliezer says, it's tahor. A shoe that's not removed is not considered to be finished if it wasn't taken off of that mold. So while still on there, it cannot become tameh. But Hachamim say, no, it could become tameh. It's complete, so it's still on the mold. Who cares? It's finished regardless and therefore capable of becoming tameh. Kol hamotot serurot tehorot. All leather bottles that have a hole in them and are tahor, but then were tied up to close the hole, remain tahor. They cannot become tameh. Tying it up, which is a makeshift way of fixing it as opposed to sewing it up, is a temporary fix, and the knot is going to be undone, so therefore it remains tahor. Hot mishel arviin, besides the knots of the Arabs, which were very tight, very difficult to untie, and they were like permanent. So a leather bottle that broke and was closed up with an Arab knot is now a keli once more and can become tameh. Rabbi Meir omer, seror sha'ah tehorot, says Rabbi Meir, leather bottles tied with a temporary knot, which could be undone very quickly, are tahor, even if the knot was an Arab knot. But those tied with a permanent knot, a seror olam, meant to stay in place forever, are tameh, even if the owner tied a regular knot. Rabbi Yose omer, kol hamatot serurot tehorot, says Rabbi Yose, all tied leather bottles are tahor, and knot cannot cause a leather bottle to become tameh, regardless of the type of knot used. Leather bottles are normally sewn shut, not tied, so even if they were tied with an Arab knot or they were intended to stay there permanently, we don't view it as a permanent repair.